know you got other things to do. I can't help loving you, baby.
Sometimes you act so cold.
When I see other people in your arms, I know you don't mean me no harm, baby.
Maybe it's time for you to hit the road, Jack.
So fast.
Doing. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Bedford Tufts Free Form Radio. I am your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and you're listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds. Sha-ting, a-ting, ting, ting. Don't worry. Come on, cheer up, okay? It's going to be sunny soon. It's going to be summer weather. It's not going to be an overcast for long. It's going to lighten up, and I'm here to brighten up your day. I'm here to brighten it up, and I hope you're enjoying this. I don't know how many times I play Good Vibrations on this show, but whatever. I mean, it so suits this show, so. I'm getting more of an insight now of why Spirit wanted me to play Smiley Smile, and it's all making sense, and I'm like, oh my god, it's all so clear to me! This is crazy. It's just crazy. It's crazy. This is all making sense. So, if you are just tuning into the Paranormal Playground Sounds, this is the second hour. We're here till 8 p.m. I've been playing music from the Kings of Nothing and the Smiley Smile Beach Boy album. Tor Skoog, lead singer of the Kings of Nothing, passed away in 2013, and his passing date, June 8th. Which is right around the corner. He was in my dreams for about twice this week, and I was like, all right, he's just like, are you gonna play this music or what? Are you gonna talk about my spirit or what? Like, all right, Tor, okay, I got it. And at first I was just like, I mean, I understand, it makes sense why I would play Kings of Nothing, because I made a remix, Kings of Nothing remix, that you're about to hear, actually. Yeah, it's going down, it's going down. And this is actually a Kings of Nothing remix. And I remember Tor, actually, he gave me a bunch of his CDs. I met, you know, when I got to meet him, he gave me a bunch of these CDs of his music. And that was before he passed. Yeah, before he crossed over. I got to meet him before he got crossed over. And the smiley smile, I actually did see Brian Wilson perform. Smile actually is the most famous unfinished album in rock and roll history. And 2004, Brian put it back together and he toured and he performed it. I actually got to see him at the Orpheum perform Smile, his complete album. I'm getting goosebumps and I'm getting chills right now. And one of the bass players threw me a pick, threw me the Smile tour pick, and I have that, and I still have it, and still at my house, still near and dear to me. And now everything's coming together and I'm starting to understand the message very clear about making music. And this message isn't just for me. I mean, I don't even know why. The thing is, I'm going all the way into a message already. This show is completely spontaneous. I'm in a kind of mood where I'm just kind of very laid back. Like, I did spiritual drugs earlier and I didn't. I mean, I did, but I didn't do drugs, but it's like spiritual. Like, I did a morning, you know what happens when you do your morning rituals? You know, you meditate, you pray, you write, you go outside, you connect with nature, and then all of a sudden you're just like, oh wow, that was my medication. And sometimes you get a bigger hit than the last one. Sometimes when you do it, it's not, you know, it's good. It feels good. You don't need it to feel high. You're not trying to get high when you're doing your spiritual practices and when you're meditating and doing Reiki and all that stuff. You're getting to your natural state. But sometimes you get rewarded and you just get naturally like high on another level. And that's kind of what happened earlier today. So just taking all of that in and all of everything and this beautiful day today and everything that's going on in the air and the cosmos. So feel it. Feels good. Okay, so without further ado, I am going to play for you my beat. I call it Solitude. Or Daddy Was a Greaser. True story, actually. Dad was a teenager in the 1950s. Was a greaser. And he said he dressed like James Dean. James Dean was his idol. He had the leather jacket. He slicked his hair back. He was a greaser. Pretty cool, huh? It's pretty cool stuff. So here we go. Without further ado, Solitude.
We'll be right back. from my window.
Those are my wind chimes.
Wind chimes.
In the late afternoon, you
hung up on wind chimes.
Thank you.
The sentiment that's real, take the way you really feel, find a safe place to hide it. You find out the irony and didn't fight it. Try to forget. Just don't say that it can't work because you didn't follow through. Let's self-fulfill that prophecy. Pass off as true. Dive a drink to your past. Your deepest thoughts are at the bottom of your glass. What happened to you that you can't see? You're everything. You said you're never.
Attention, attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
Look at the chart, the radio waves, they are depleted.
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to Trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, Attention Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. We're here. We're here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Life is good. Life is very, very good right now, and I can't complain. Really can't complain. Hope you enjoyed that beat that I created. Tribute to the Kings of Nothing, and then the Kings of Nothing, Iron. We had the Kings of Nothing, Iron at Irony just then. It's a dope song. That Iron Out of Irony, the list. I can't even pick what my favorite, but it's between I can't pick that. The Kings of Nothing, Boston Bound, The Beach Boys, Wind Chimes, Boston Medium, Solitude. Yeah. We're kicking it old school. We're kicking it old school. Thank you for listening. We're here till 8 p.m. I hope you're getting your love on. I just get your love vibes on. Your love vibes. Your frequencies. Your joy. Your magic. Just getting it on. I hope to send it to you. I'm going to send you some. Here is the hour for random inspiration. Random inspiration. What am I doing? Hi. Anyways, it's a beautiful, beautiful day today. I don't know. I can't even put my finger on it, but I feel there is a lot of goodness coming into the air for this summer. There's a lot of good energy and happiness and romance, and not like romance in the sense of, you know, two people and the kind of surface level of love that was shown. I mean the romance within ourselves and the romance with the world and the romance with nature and everything that the world has to offer us. And we know that it's all within inside ourselves. Everything that we need, it's already within us. It's already inside ourselves, and it's already connecting. And there's so much love and gratitude in the air that cultivates miracles and leads us to miracles and leads us to understanding, you know, why we're even here in our truth. And John, I saw this video with George Harrison, and he was just like, you know, we're here, human beings are here to experience bliss and peace. And he was saying, like, you know, fame is not, it's not the answer. And him being very famous, he knows, he gets it. But I've never heard anybody say, you know, actually, like, this is the thing. I've known a lot of people who go into spiritual practices, they know this. But for to hear actually a celebrity be like, most people really don't experience bliss and happiness, and to be able to experience that is very rare. And he's like, we're supposed to experience that. And I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, well, thank you, George, for the validation of my efforts of knowing what I'm supposed to be doing here, because that is what I experience. I experience bliss a lot of times in this life, and really doing the spiritual work to connect with that, just connecting with being here. And it's very easy, actually. You just have a gratitude for being alive, and then when you have so much gratitude for just living and breathing, there's ecstasy. Just there's so much ecstasy. It's kind of like when, you know, you have a near-death experience and you don't cross over. It's like ecstasy. Like, you can't help but smile from ear to ear to know that you were spared and to know that you were saved. And why are we so happy? Because life is good. We love being here. So why do we get happy when we don't die? Why do we have so much gratitude? Because we like being here, because the world is a good place. It's a fun, happy place to be. And that really is pretty much the reality. You know, it shouldn't have to take a near-death experience over and over to understand this, or near-death dealing with loved ones. But to be able to have that inside of you, to know that bliss is there always, it's beautiful. It's magic. It's, you know, it's a magic carpet ride. So here's some inspiration, random inspiration. You can change any relationship by focusing on the things you love. Your beliefs shape what you draw into your life. Gratitude makes relationship flourish. I think they wrote that wrong. Make relationship flourish. Did I say that? Never mind. Love must be the ruling force in your life. How magical. Use gratitude to attract what you want. Whew. Be grateful for your whole day before you live it. There is always something to feel thankful for. Love what you do and money will follow. Woo! Why are you grateful today? Think about that. Let's see. There's so much to give thanks for. All these gratitude. Count your blessings. The universe conspires to bring into existence what your mind conceives. Use gratitude to attract what you want. Thank you. Oh my God, this secret Facebook group is amazing. Thank you. Always be grateful for the things you have. Maintain a list of your dreams. Are you grateful to be alive each day? Sure am. Okay. Yeah, we got it down. There's so much more, but, you know, let's get into it. So let's get into more of the music. What do we have? We only have a couple left from the Smiley Smile album, but it's been such a joy. Actually, there's so many different connections going on right now. And everything is starting to make sense. A lot of things are really starting to make sense. So it's good. It's good that we could come together, connect with spirit, and feel good. And just be in a good vibration and be high. Not high like, you know, in an inappropriate like sense of like, but you know what I'm talking about. High in a way where it's just, we're uplifted to connect with, we're to receptivity, to be open to the goodness and not closed off, you know, when we're not high. So let's feel it. What's this next one coming up? When getting hungry, wonderful whistle in, getting hungry. Beach Boys, and then we have Wonderful. It's my favorite Beach Boys song. Anyways, stay tuned. Listen.
I wake up in the morning just to work all through the day. That sun can get so hot that you can sweat your strength away. And come the night. So hard all day long. If it weren't for the love of a woman, I don't think I'd continue on. And come the night
from the ground,
the silver tongue.
that's me. Rain in Boston with a wedding band. A black baby's gonna give your hand in
Boston, Boston.
My hometown.
LASSACHUSETTS.
Woo!
It's good to see the whole day through. Good morning. Good morning to you. And you. And you. And you. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. Wow, that song started getting real spooky at the end. Like, it was like, that's actually the version that I thought that was Mike Love on vocals. Oh, it is Mike, but it's featuring Carl. Okay, the one that Brian Wilson does on the Smile album actually is my favorite Beach Boys song. Is Wonderful. It's very, very enchanting. Actually, I should actually play the other version for you when we sign out of here, maybe. But anyways, I hope you are enjoying everything you're hearing here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I know that I'm having a blast. Sometimes these things just don't make sense. You know, what spirit wants me to play, and then it starts coming together, and I'm like, oh, I'm starting to understand exactly what's going on. So right there, you heard the Beach Boys' Wonderful, the Kings of Nothing, My Hometown, the Kings of Nothing, Silver City, the Kings of Nothing, Iron Out of Irony, the Kings of Nothing, Boston Bound. Oh, wow. just so much good is happening, so much good. And I hope you like this whole edition of me reading random snippets of positivity for you. It is 7:40, and we have 20 whole minutes. 20 is a good number. I feel like 20 is a very abundant number, and we have 20 minutes. Can you believe it? Oh, life is just too good. It's too good. It's way too good. So, thank you for everyone listening. Thank you everyone who's been listening, who listens, who tunes in every week. Thank you so much. And don't forget to tune into my regular time slot. It's 8 to 9. What am I on? It's 1 p.m. on Sundays. All summer, I'm having an extra show on Sundays. Wow, I'm just spacing out because I'm very much into the spirit world. I'm very much astral projecting. And sometimes I need to come back and, you know, I need to ground and be like, yeah, you're on Earth where I remember that. So sorry for that. If I get a little kind of like spaced out, I'm just kind of like, I'm totally in the vibe of spirit and the spirit world. And that's so awesome about being a medium. You get to go to the spirit world. You get to come back and forth. Anyways. So I don't even remember what I was saying, but tune in, please. Sunday service. We play gospel, country, Jubilee, bluegrass, jazz, hip-hop, classical. We play it all. We keep it roots American. And I do my Sunday service, the inspirational channeling. Here we do a guided meditation for everyone who gets off work and something soothing and something to put them into a good, mellow state. And then Sunday is for raising the roof, raising the Lord, praising the Lord, getting right with the rock and roll Lord. And I get it on. I get the energy and I get it going. I get it bumping. Woo! We get it. Oh, I just felt like really excited right now. But we have messages, so I feel like I need to get to my messages about spirit before the show's over, because I'm always waiting to the last minute, like the four, and then all of a sudden the show's over and I'm like, oh yeah, I need to start doing my messages like around 7:40. So we're here. So infinite spirit, everyone who's come in, you know, I invite all the Beach Boy spirits and all the Beach Boy brothers who are here, who wants to come in right now, you know, I invite all of you who wants to come in. What the message? What's going on? What's going on with this magical music? With all this magical stuff, Kings of Nothing, Smiley Smile, Wild Honey. I mean, Smiley Smile, not Wild Honey. that's the other Beach Boy album. What, as we do a vinyl reading, what is it, the message? I take a moment to just be with and gather the message. So this is, it just feels like a collective message coming in, you know, tour, Beach Boy spirits, everyone coming in. And the first message that comes in is they want to remind everybody to remove the opinions they have about themselves. When you can fully just be present and remove a thought that you think about yourself that doesn't serve you, how much more you can do, how much more productive you're going to be. So for instance, I just got like this, they're giving me this example, like if you think you like for example, if you have like a bad hair day or whatever, and it means nothing, but to some people, a bad hair day or whatever can ruin their entire day, and they can fixate on it and they can think about it. The same thing with things that they've said or things they're doing, and people getting hard on themselves and being perfectionist, not achieving what you needed to achieve or not doing something or whatever it is that we get on ourselves about, that we obsess about. Removing that thought and going forth to do something despite us believing in our ego's creation of what we think, because the moment we go forth and do a task without putting a label on what we have done, we manifest something different, and that's a way to really shift your energy. That's a way to shift paradigms. That's a way to go from the next dimension to the other, to really create your new consciousness. It's a tool to create your new consciousness. And this energy is just coming in right now because I'm feeling this ability to discard the ego's imagination about what you think you are and how much more you will really get done. The more, that's why the people who are the happiest, the people who are the most peaceful in the whole entire world have abandoned all judgment about what they believe things should and should not be, and live presently and stay open. And so when we can do that for ourselves, we become more productive. So the next time we think we can or can't, or whatever our abilities are, move away of a limitation and just do something anyways. You know, if you're gonna go pick up that guitar, but you think in your head, I've never been able to play it like this or that or this. I can't do it like this. I can't do it like that. Do it anyway, even if it stinks, you know. Write it anyway, even if you sound like crap. Say it anyway, even if you don't sound articulate. It's like, these are the things we need to remove ourselves from, because the only person and the only one who is really holding us back is ourselves when we do this. Other people's judgments have nothing to do, but your manifestation is on the line. Your life is on the line. Are you creating this life that you want, or are you constantly nitpicking at who you believe you are and putting that block in the way? So abandoning that image really helps also too with the creative self and your creativity, manifesting that higher form of creation. There's a lot of innovation going on in this music. There's a lot of sound. It's very different. This is why this needed to be played and people needed to experience this. When we expose ourselves to different types of music, it actually helps our intellect. So this is another reason why Spirit wanted to play this, because we expand our consciousness. We expand our minds. Every time we hear music that is either very eccentric or a complete different genre to what we're used to, or just completely different from the norm, that makes us actually more connect with our intellect, creatively. It helps to let go of boundaries too. That helps to break down barriers. So when you're constantly exposing yourself to eccentric music and music that isn't always it actually helps to make you a better artist and a better musician and a better creator. Because when you're being exposed to music that shows you a different way of doing music, that shows you a different world, you take on that energy and you start expressing that the same way. You start meeting forces with your unique self. So I feel like this was very important to share. This message was extremely, extremely important. And I'm so glad that I got the memo today, because we really do need to hear this. Being exposed to different types, eccentric, whatever it is, helps us to become the best musicians we can possibly be. You know, it helps us to break out of our boxes as artists. It helps us to really, really shine fully and completely. It helps us to understand our core of uniqueness that nobody's ever seen before. And that's what we are as artists. That's who we're not trying to be. You know, I don't feel in my heart, you know, I would never try to be like edgy or shocking or whatever it is. It's always the shockingness, the edginess, and then artist is them being themselves completely. That's what the shock is. That is what the unprecedented part of being a creator is. It's not going out of your way to entertain people, or going out of your way to be different, or going out of your way to stand out. You already, the part about you that just expresses so authentically, that is the shock. And I feel like these artists really bring that Tor Skoog. That's why I loved him so much, and I love the band, because his lyrics were just so potent. And I could hear his lyrics so potent, and it spoke to me. But that was the thing that I could hear more than anything, was this uniqueness. And that's what was shocking to me. It wasn't that it was going out of its way. It just was. I mean, also too, you know, they had like, he was like fire breathing tricks on stage. It was pretty cool. So it was just that, and on top of that, it's just so much wonder and magic. And then the Beach Boys, Smiley Smile. You heard that album. And as I leave, I'm gonna play the last song. You heard this album. I played it for you. It's very, very bizarre, but it's very nice to listen to. It feels good to listen to, even though it's bizarre. And when we are connecting with these types of sounds, it really, really reminds us about how there's the possibilities are endless for us. And that's what we want to be. We want to be the shock, you know. We want to be the shocking artist without even trying. That shocking artist is yourself, being you, just being from the heart, because that in reality, that's what it is. Every one of us has a unique mission and a unique calling. And once it's expressed, we stand out, we shine. Not for the purpose of being ostentatious or boastful or this arrogant ego connection we're trying to have with people. It's to show miracle. It's to show how much of a miracle we are. So I leave you with the love and blessings of spirit. I hope you enjoyed all of this, because I enjoyed this thoroughly. And I hope you enjoyed music from the Kings of Nothing and the Beach Boys and everything that spirit had. Thank you so much. Thank you, Tor. Thank you for the messages and everything. And the Beach Boy brothers in the spirit world, thank you for sharing all of your beautiful music with me and everybody here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You are listening right here, the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. I will be here Sunday at 1 p.m. for Sunday service. Do not miss it. And I love, 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 love you to the moon and back. I love you more than a million, trillion, billion stars in the skies. So we are going to leave it off with the last smiley smile. I mean, smiley. Yeah, smiley smile. Whistling featuring Carl. Love you. Until next time. Bye-bye. Dun 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 dun. Whistling. Remember the day, day. Remember the night, night. All day long. Whistling. Remember the day, day. Remember the night, night. All day long. Whistling. Remember the day, day. Remember the night, night. All day long. Whistling. Remember the day, day. Remember the night, night. All day long. Whistling. Remember the day, day. Remember the night, night. All day long.
Whistling.
Remember the day, day. Remember the night, night. All day long.
Another year has disappeared, and when it comes, becomes a pin. Hopes and nameless fears and endless watched on the avenue. All the things I didn't do. Skip curtain, closing cheer, for another year has gone to waste. And we'll get drunk to kill a taste. And you'll do what it takes to erase those memories of where you thought you'd be. Cause I'll probably still be here in another year. Or in another year. Or in another year. Yeah, we're in another year, we're in one more year. Another resolution until my resolve is all. Another revolution is still the worry bomb. Another friend has gone away, and that's just all I want to say. I watch across the mass that brings the crying from my eyes. To the side of the other side, it's countdown from here. Not another year, not another day, not another chance to throw away. Cause you don't know when tomorrow is ever gonna come. Cause you don't know when you're done. Cause it could be right here in one more year. We're in another year. We're in another year. Yeah, we're in one more year, we're in another year. Another resolution until my resolve is all. Another revolution is still the word revolves. For another year, for another year, we're in another year. For another year. We're in another year, we're in one more year.
WMFO in Medford. This is Rising with Skybar. Jumping on about 45 seconds early. So, wow, look at that. We get bonus time tonight. So, I have a guest coming in, bottom of the hour. Carissa Johnson's going to be here. She'll probably play a couple numbers, and we'll talk about her new release. But for right now, I'm going to get things going with a band called The Spastic Hearts. Get the mic down. That would help. Here we go. Once again, WMFO in Medford. Rising with Sky Bar. Chris will be here about 8:30-ish, 8:20-ish, something like that. But I'm going to kick things off with the Spastic Hearts. And here we go.